Hello everyone, happy Friday. So episode 18 of our Raw Talks podcast. And today I got my good friend again, Mark. And in this podcast, we talk about different ways to create an abundant lifestyle in all different areas, you know, in physically, emotionally, mentally, financially. Now we can bring it together. So we're going to talk about how to activate the power of your intention today. So yeah, I would like to start with that, Mark, right? You had a funny story about the word intention, right? So what is the word intention for you? Maybe we can start there.
Well, the story is that I've kind of been wrestling with this word intention. And to really kind of understand what it means empirically, because I'm the kind of person who likes to analyze words and study the true meaning of the word, and I like to look at the etymology of the word, and also the pronunciation of the word, and how sometimes a word that's spoken means something different than a word that is written. So I was wrestling with this concept about the word intention. Because when you say it out loud, it sounds like two words, in and then tension, like if your muscle was in tension, like you're holding a tightness on your shoulder, that could be a form of tension. So the word intention and intention was kind of getting mixed up in my head. So we had a guidance from one of our teachers, and I asked him about this, and I kind of explained all of my thinking about it, and I was, you know, and about the etymology behind it, and then he just kind of directed me right towards the answer, which was that I was overthinking it, and you know that's probably a common problem for not just me, but lots of people tend to overthink random things, and usually it's kind of a coping mechanism to avoid something else that's deeper, or something else that you're not ready to look at. And so for me, what I wasn't ready to look at was what he called as my intellectual mask. And so, you know, sometimes I tend to overanalyze things and get too involved in the kind of like intellectual aspects of something. And sometimes I hide it underneath that. And as someone who's like in the middle of getting my PhD, I'm sure that it comes up a lot of places in my life. So this experience by learning about what does intention actually mean helped me to realize that sometimes I get in my own way, and that I should just kind of go with the flow of what the intention of that word actually means. So I kind of, you know, learning to let go of that intellectual mask slowly, and because of that experience with my teacher, I've seen other areas of my life in which there is an intellectual mask that prevents me from seeing the truth or from relating with people directly in a truthful manner. So, yeah, I think that that's a good opener for this topic.
Yeah.
What about you, Simba? What would you like? How would you describe? What would be the definition for intention for you?
So, I kind of look at it from the word intent. Right. I know there's different words and ways of looking at it. But when I look at intention, I look at intent, like where is the driving force aiming to go, leading us to go. And then intention is when you're mobilizing it, when you're putting energy behind it. So it's very similar to, let's say I'm going here to another location and I put in the location in my GPS. There's an intention of going somewhere, but my car can break down. I might need to use a motorbike. I might need to use a cab service of some kind. I might need to walk. Maybe I can't make it today. Maybe I will make it tomorrow. Maybe I'm gonna make it some other time. The intention is set with a direction to go somewhere, to get clarification on something, to achieve something, could be sometimes to, can be to perform, to get a result, but I don't look at it as an attachment to the outcome.
Yeah.
So I'm not fixated by how this comes to pass. I'm not emotionally attached to it. I'm not mentally attached to it. And I don't try to understand why things doesn't always work in a certain way. And that's what I kind of feel, you know, sometimes when we go very deep into words and we try to dissect them, we might lose the meaning behind what is it that we're really trying to convey with it. It's setting, it's kind of like a radio frequency. You set the radio frequency in and then the signal comes in, right? So that could be a way of getting an attraction towards us. An intention can be that I'm driving myself towards something. So it can be both receiving something, but also going after something. So intention for me simply is the direction, or the, yeah, I would say direction is a good word. What is the direction I'm moving towards?
Yeah, you know, just when you were saying that, Simba, I got this visualization in my mind of a bow and arrow. Mm-hmm. You know, so if if you're practicing with your bow and arrow, you set the target out in the field, right? And that's your goal, right? That's the thing you want to achieve or aim towards. And you've got your arrow, which is you're going to send that arrow to that goal, that destination. And so I think that your intention is kind of like the drawing back of the bow. Okay, so it's like you're building an energetic momentum, you know, and the more you pull back the bow, the more energy that's going to go into that arrow, which will launch it further. So the last thing you've got to do is you got to aim it correctly. So you got the energy, you got the momentum, pull it back, let it go. So your aim, and then there's also factors like the wind out there that might change the direction of your arrow, but I think that's probably a good way to think about intention, is the energy and the momentum that's going to guide you towards your goal or objective.
Yeah, it's a constructive way. One can also say, just shoot and then aim, because with the intention, it will go all the way. It will find. It's not necessarily linear, right? We don't really know how it will find its way, the arrow, but it will kind of find its way eventually. But I like your analogy as well. I think it's kind of like different ways of looking at it. Like, it can be like a more linear way, and it can be this way where I'm going towards something, it might not always be a straight path, right? There might be a lot of ups and downs, and the arrow might come back against me and then go towards it. So that's kind of how I look at it when you set an intention, that it can go in many different directions. But I really like the example, and it really embodies a clear path when there is a straight line, right? When that happens. Wow, that's a
yeah. It reminds me of that animated Robin Hood film where the fox is, you know, Robin Hood, and there's one scene where he shoots an arrow and it like goes under the crowd and behind the barn and right. You know, does all this crazy stuff, and then it finally.
Yeah. and it's exactly like that, right? Like and that's how I really look at intention. And because we don't really know how it will come to pass, right? We if you start a business, right? Like we're going to talk about how can you activate your intention, you know, being clear about where is it, not necessarily the goal, but like what is the intention? What's the driving force for going towards this destination, to going towards where I'm going? And many times when we look at a goal or objective, there's usually different driving factors, right? Forces. And a lot of them are fear. A lot of people are motivated or driven by fear or conditioning, right? That I'm conditioned that I'm going to do something in a certain way to get a result. But a lot of that result is actually to avoid getting something. So a lot of times, like, oh, I make sure I have money, otherwise I'll get problem with, you know, with the IRS or whatever it might be. You know, I make sure I do this, and then I don't have that kind of, you know, I have a really good education, and then I will get a good job so I can support myself and I feel financially secure. oh, I buy this house in this neighborhood. So a lot of things are to avoid getting something, right? So that will be like a fear-based motivation or intention. So I really look at like, what is it that actually drives you forward? What is that pull that drives you forward? And how can you align, you know, your mind and your heart towards that direction? But it's really a fine line, because if we get too focused on exactly how it should come to pass, then we can also block energy and we can block other potential outcomes. That's what I was talking about. The arrow might not go straight. It might go, just like you said, this Robin Hood movie, it can go anywhere before it actually finds its target.
Yeah. And, you know, several episodes back, you talked quite a bit about self-sabotage. And I think that also can prevent us from achieving the goal that we set our intention on. And one thing that I'm reminded of this week is when we went to jump in the pond and you set your intention on a dive, but something happened along the way. Well, I don't know what.
Yeah, I was about to do a dive. And then, like, since I was a kid, I had some issues whenever I go into water with my ears and my nose. I had, like, I don't know, their openings are big or something. So as I jumped in, I was feeling perfectly clear and fine. And then I just got this memory from something. I just saw, and then I just froze up. The whole body just froze up, and I landed like a rock right into the water. Like, it must have looked very funny. But that's a very good visual of it, right? You set your intention and you don't trust it fully sometimes. So hesitation is definitely not good when it comes to intention, because we scatter the energy, right? We don't allow the energy to propel forward to where we want it to go, essentially.
Yeah, and I sometimes listen to like guided meditations and things, and I often hear a message that's just like only about setting your intention. So it's like, if you just set your intention on abundance, then tomorrow your bank account will be full. And I think that's missing. That's definitely important to kind of have that mindset. But along the way, there's so many opportunities to accidentally self-sabotage that. So I think that an intention must require follow-through action. So it's just the intention is just setting the stage, but there must be some follow-through actions that align with that intention so that you can actually reach the goal that you intend. And I think that's probably where most people need help, or most people need some guidance and some support along the way. It's now, okay, I've made my intention, and now how do I actually get there?
Yeah, 100%. And that's really what I wanted to share as well. You know, what is the difference between the intention and setting a goal? And I would say for me, setting a goal is more of a mental construct, right? It's, I'm going from here up this mountain and I have a staircase, step one, step two, step three, step four, right? But what if the staircase is broken, right? That's when you kind of need to go out in the jungle and out in the mountain and start walking around. What if it isn't a clear staircase all the way up? So that would be more the spiritual, open, intuitive, like you said, you know, just set your intention and everything will be solved. I really think it's a mixture of both upgrading your intellectual knowledge, feeding your subconscious mind something that it has to pull from, but also allowing that energy to come to us. Like, I can sit in a boat and out in the ocean and just, I set my intention for the winds to come and they might not come, right? There might be a momentum, there might be some information that you need to have some skills, right? When do I look for the wind? What do I do if the wind is not coming? So I really look at it as not being fully in the intellectual process of only doing it in a structured way, and that's all you have to do it, but also being the other way, just hoping for something to happen but not having a momentum in it. So it really is a balance between the intention and the goal, I would say, to align. So you can actually activate your intention so something can happen.
Yeah. And I think another important aspect about this is you mentioned like goal setting is more of a mental activity. And so intention is more something that's like coming from your truest form of your heart. And it's an embodiment. And so sometimes our bodies are wanting our minds to see something that we haven't yet seen. And so your body has a special kind of intuition that is already setting an intention for you that you may have not connected with. For example, like, when I first came to Chiang Mai for the first time, I was here on a holiday just for a couple of weeks doing the normal tourist thing. And I don't really remember why I chose to come to Chiang Mai on a holiday. It just kind of seemed like a cool place to go. But as soon as I got here, I just felt this really strong connection. And in hindsight, I think that my body, was giving me that information. It was intuitively setting the intention that I need to experience Chiang Mai and come and be here. And so during my holiday, I decided, like, I want to live here. I want to come to this place. So then after I got back home, I rearranged my life so that could happen. So that was something that just kind of spontaneously happened, that my mind didn't really come up with that plan, but my body did. My body had the intuition for that.
Yeah, that's exactly how I moved to Chiang Mai as well. I did something very funny in addition to what you were saying. I was doing a lot of these visioning exercises, like visualizations. What's your dream life? What kind of friends do you want to have? What kind of partner do you want to have? Where do you want to live? How does this location look geographically? And I remember it was quite an intense process. There was a lot of questions and very, very much in detail, but you weren't allowed to write a location. You weren't allowed to scout around the world and look for locations. It was just drawing from what comes from inside of you. So it was a coaching program, and I think I did it for 3 months, and I was giving it an hour every day. I was very dedicated, like got very deep into the process. This was just one of the assignments. And then, I don't know, for some reason, kind of went into something else and jumped on another track. And I think it was quite exact, like 2 years to the date almost, that I came back to this, right? So I went to vacation in Chiang Mai, came back, decided to move with Sarah to Thailand. 6 months later, I sold off everything I own, got rid of everything, and then we moved to Thailand. And as I'm clearing out, like in Sweden, we have this storage. Yeah, like if you have a rental flat, they have storage rooms. So I was going through a moving crate, and I opened up this old notebook, and I was like, dream life. I was like, oh, that's interesting. Because I was in that process then when I was moving to Chiang Mai as well. And I open it up and I start to look at the place I want to move. And then I think about Chiang Mai. And it was like, check, check, check. Every single thing. It was more than 30 items that I had written down, like very precise, very clear. I had no idea what Chiang Mai was. I never heard of it before I came. North of Thailand. It's like, what's that mountains? I was completely ignorant. I was looking at Thailand as beaches. So that was also a very powerful message with intention. I created a place, and then you sit back and all of a sudden you find yourself in that place. And it is literally the way that I envision it. People are kind, they're spiritual, they're open. You don't have to look over your shoulder in that sense. You can leave your motorbike key in your motorbike. So it was really like I really created something. And then just allowed it to happen. I wasn't chasing it. I let it go. I continued with my practices. About 2 years later, it just manifested itself for me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's amazing how these things just unfold. And when you look back on them, like just how easily they happened. For me, I think that's similar to like how my house came to be. I don't know if you remember, I said I wanted to build a house, and then pretty much not that long after I said that, we were laying the foundation, and the house was built in 1 month, and then I moved in, and now I've been living in this house for over a year now, and it's like my total dream house, except for the aircon part, which we're working on that. But But it's just, it's so magical how quickly things can move whenever your intention is aligned with what is your true purpose, what you really, really want inside, and when you don't self-sabotage on top of that. Things just go quickly and with ease.
Yeah, it really does. And a way to use intention like a compass is, I like to visualize how would you feel being in this place that you're looking for? How does it feel when you're there? How does it smell? Like really create an imagery of it, but don't be attached to the outcome. Like practice feeling that energy and that sensation, what it gives your body when you're there, right? When you reach there, whatever there means for you.
Yeah.
And that's really a way of allowing the body to be pulled in a direction like that. So, and that's similar to the story I just shared with manifesting Shammai. I set the intention for it and then I stepped away and I just continue my practice, being positive, doing good things for myself, taking care of my body, avoiding things that wasn't moving me forward or people as much as I could. And eventually my vibration just came to a place where I would match with this place, but I wasn't at that vibration before. So it's like, oh, I want to go here. Yeah, but I'm not there yet. I bring my vibration up and then whoop, and then it goes very fast. And that's really how you can activate intention, right? By bringing your vibration up. And it's not just positivity, it's essentially life force, I would say, right? And you probably have a lot of fun examples with that. I remember you talked a lot about that with your journey of that wanting to do something versus don't want to do something, right? The procrastination that we talked about, you mentioned like, oh, I don't really want to do this, I don't have no energy. What was your way of kind of getting out of a slump like that to bring your frequency up, your vibration?
Well, just this week, I was kind of having a low energy. And I had been pushing kind of hard the last couple of weeks. And then I went on a big trip to Bangkok for work. And so I was working, 7 days in a row without a break. And I could kind of feel that my body was kind of tired. But then, I was like, wait, I'm committed to this workout routine that I have. So I'm going to keep doing that. And then on Wednesday, I went to you for an acupuncture, not a healing session. And it was very obvious what my body needed at that point. So I needed some downtime and some period of rest. And I got some good rest that day. I got some great rest that evening. I continued to rest the next day. And I haven't told you this yet, but yesterday I worked for a little bit in the morning, and then I decided to go and take a nap at like 11 o'clock in the morning. I put on this music that our teacher recommended, and it was a video, a YouTube video with music, and this one I hadn't listened to before. It was a new one. And I went and I rested for about 40 minutes. And I woke up out of that, and I just felt like, oh, here's my energy. Here's my life. I feel great again. So it was just taking a pause, taking a moment to really allow my body to kind of have a reset. And I think what happens is during that restoration phase, you're on a cellular level, your body is kind of rebuilding and preparing for the next energetic upgrade, which we talked about in the previous episode. And so now I kind of have like more energy than I did last week. And so today I'm feeling great.
Wow. That's amazing. Yeah. And that's, that's really the ebb and flow of things, right? That you can work, you can sit back and allow things to come to you. I go after something, I let it come. Finding that balance of not always be seeking something, right? I was talking about this.
Yeah.
I think it was Thursday. So it's kind of like sending the, call it the slow mail postcard, right? Like if I send a postcard to you and by the time the postcard arrives to your address, you're already somewhere else, then it needs to be redirected to that place. And then you're somewhere else again. And then you need, So that's kind of what happens when we're always moving, always doing things. We don't really allow for whatever it is we're looking for to find you, right? Because I'm always moving. I'm not available for that to arrive into my sphere, into my energy field.
Yeah. Well, and another thing is that through the mentorship program, you know, like I'm doing my mentorship with Sarah, we talk about using your setting your intention on the things that you are looking for, things that you're trying to create and manifest in your life. But the intention is a way to kind of like make a statement, you know, to yourself and to the world. You're proclaiming setting the space, claiming space. You're saying, here I am, I'm on my way, I'm gonna do this thing, I'm gonna conquer this task, or I'm gonna overcome this obstacle. And so Sarah has helped me to look at intention in another way, about making sure that it's clear, concise, actionable, and achievable. I forget, maybe there were some other things to consider when making the intention. But you know, oftentimes we kind of think about intention and goal setting, and we make these overly lofty goals, like, you know, I want to be a billionaire by next winter, you know. And while some people might be able to do that, it's probably because they're already on a trajectory of that growth. All right. So, you know, for me, instead of looking for like a status like that, what I'm looking for in my intention is to have a better relationship with my finances. You know, so that's my intention, is to build a better relationship with my finances. I'm not looking for a certain X number of dollars in my bank account, but I'm looking to have a more stable relationship. And if that means later that there's more, then great. But that does mean that when I do get to that place, I'll have a better relationship with it, so I can manage it, take care of it, do what I need to with it. So that there's also some ways to kind of make your intention more powerful by having a clever intention that doesn't, it's not too out there. It's not too ridiculous.
Yeah, definitely. And that's something I work with a lot in the mentorship program as well, with the different clients, to really get a clear sensation. How would it feel to be where you are aiming to go, where you're driving yourself towards? How would it feel if you already arrived? You know, how would that look like? How would that feel in your body? What kind of thoughts do you have? What kind of emotions do you have? What kind of people do you have around you? How does that really look like? And I get people to go really deep into this process. And then I said, what is that difference? Like this feeling, how is that different from how you're feeling today, right? Okay, so how can you go from feeling that way? How can you create more space for that feeling to come in? Like you were saying, I'm feeling sluggish, tired, I've been pushing too hard. Okay, can I practice more rest? Can I listen to my body differently? Because the faster you get into that sensation, that feeling, that frequency of being, everything you're looking for will happen much faster. But it's very hard to come from low energy, negative mindset, a lot of limiting belief system, not wanting to challenge yourself, not wanting to invest in time or resources and do something and get an outcome, right? It's just not possible, right? There's not a momentum, there's not a trajectory. We're not clearing space for something to come to us or for us to go somewhere. It's kind of like, I don't want to do this, but I keep on doing it. I don't want to do this, but I keep, it's kind of like a little bit of a loop. So I really look into that, you know, how does it look like when you're already there? How can we create, how can we manifest that feeling and let that feeling drive you there?
Yeah. That reminds me too about, you know, like if we want to tie it back to our nervous system, you know, I think a lot of people do struggle financially. And so you might have an intention to make more money. But if you set that intention from a place that's very activated in your nervous system, then you really only focus on the need. Like, I need to work harder, I need to get more clients, I need to. There's a lot of things you could need to do there, right? Or that you should do. But if you were to kind of step back and allow yourself to sink into a softer, more gentle space in your nervous system, you might realize that what you're seeking isn't necessarily more money, but you're seeking safety, you're seeking security, you're seeking stability. So then if you set your intention on those things, I intend to create more stability, more safety, and more security in my life, then that will provide a bigger foundation for you than just, you know, having more customers. And through the course of doing that, you probably will get more customers, because then you'll come from your problem with a more grounded state in your nervous system, which will then attract customers, because then they see that you're focused and you, your intention is pure. So it will be kind of like a by effect of your intention, is that you will get more customers. But really what you're looking for is safety, security, and clarity, stability, et cetera. I think that's pretty much kind of what all people are looking for, really, is a safe space in their own body and a grounded nervous system. They may not realize
100%. It's very energetical, and it's very much based to your nervous system. That we want to use spiritual terms, you can say it's energetical. If you want to talk more nervous system, we can say it's something that happens in the neurology. If there is a certain thing that recurs to you, you know, like arguments, scarcity, lack, financial poverty or hardships, there is something reoccurring going on within you that's attracting that. That doesn't point a finger, say you're doing something wrong. It's rather, you're probably not aware of something that's happening systematically in you from your nervous system that creates energy that just attracts more of this, right? Because that's really what the nervous system tries to do. It tries to go into hard situations, challenging situations, and have a different outcome that I've had from the past. So if I, in the past, didn't have a lot of money, subconsciously I'm going to be driven into the same scenario to have a different outcome, to overcome something that was hard for me, like you said, to gain that safety, security, and stability. And realizing that that's going on can change your journey. And usually we need a coach to do that, someone that can lovingly, compassionately say, you're not looking at yourself in the highest version. I am. I'm looking at yourself in the highest vision and the highest version, and I want to help you take you there, right? But in order to do so, sometimes I need to challenge that belief system. I need to mirror that belief system. And that's not always, you know, the funniest part, but that's where you can have a lot of growth, because you can become aware of, wow, this is really going on. We talked about it the other day, like your shadow, and like you turn around and it's gone. Where is it, right? You might need someone else to show you where it is, or to tell you what it is, because I might not be able to see it. And that's what I really like to do in the programs as well, to get people to a higher version of themselves than they believe, to really get them to realize this is possible for you. This is what I'm looking for you. Okay, let me help you get to that level, because you might not be able to see it. And that's also another way, you know, that we can really set our intention together when we're working together, and really bring about a result that might be more than we ever thought, right? The work is still for me to do, you know, like as the person that comes in and wants to do the work for them, right, to set this intention. It's still your process, but I can guide you, I can show the vision, and together, yeah, that can lead to magic. And that's what I really love about this work, you know.
Yeah, and I'm looking forward to kind of going deeper into the coaching, you know, and our teacher kind of called me out and said I was hiding behind an intellectual mask. And that was just last Saturday. So it's not something that I've really fully digested yet. So I look forward to my next mentoring session with Sarah, so we can kind of maybe go into it a little bit deeper. And, you know, I want to ask her if she has noticed that, and when and how. And, you know, to really dismantle those aspects, so that when I do set an intention, that it has more of a clear and straight path, so that my intention doesn't have to travel through a mask. And so if I can remove the mask, that my intention will have a greater effect, because it can kind of like go on its own without getting distorted along the way. So I'll kind of be digging into myself and looking at the different aspects of my life, and maybe there's other places I need to uncover, not just intellectual masks, but maybe there's other masks that I wear that could potentially be not so great for my intention, you know? So my goal is to clear away all of the layers of unneeded, masks or energy, so that when I do set an intention, it just goes right out.
Beautiful. Yeah, that's really the work, to move forward, not judge yourself, not judge what comes up, to see it for what it is and acknowledge it, give it love and compassion, and gently start to work with it, let it go. And it can go a lot faster than we think. But yeah, the first step is to actually take the step, like you said, right? Oh, wow, I want to do this. I'm willing to do this. Okay, I'm realizing I might need some help here. I'm not really in this place myself. I need someone to guide me to start to look at myself in this higher vision and make me go there and see that this is possible. Okay, I didn't invest in help before, right? Okay, that's maybe why I'm in the same place, because I'm afraid to do that and to make a commitment. So I really love hearing that, what you're saying, because that's really, you know, that's a driving force that will make you evolve as a person, but also in all areas of life.
In my life.
In your life. Okay, yeah. So if you like what we talked about, if you want to know more, we have private mentorship programs, both me and Sarah. And you can DM me and we can set up a chat. It's no strings attached. I will explain and I will see if we are a good fit. Of course, I'm looking to see how can I get you started already on the call, getting some ideas for how you can, you know, set more, I don't like to say tangible intentions, but more aligned intentions, and to really see what is it that you're actually looking for, where is it that you actually are going towards, and what's the driving force behind that, and see if we're a good fit to do a coaching, a mentorship program together. And the results are really, you know, up to each and every person, but just looking at the trends from what I've seen with the clients that come in and set this intention, it's magical, the results they get. Sometimes I'm like, wow, really? Can come in with pain, they can come in with autoimmune conditions, they can come in with anything, right? And it's like I said, I don't really work with different, people say, do you work with someone that has this? So it's not really about what they have, it's I work with people. I don't work with conditions, I don't work with that. I work with people and their intentions and where they're ready to meet and to do certain work and collaborate. And the better that match is, the more magic we can create.
That's very true.
Yeah. Any last words, Mark?
No, I think that wraps it up. I'm looking forward to turning my fan back on.
It's hot today. All right. So thank you everyone for joining today. And we'll see you next week again. Have a beautiful weekend.
See you later.
See you later.